This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Allison Keyes. Michelle Martin is away. Coming up, if you're headed for the beach this summer, why would you lug a bunch of books with you if you can just bring an e-reader? A panel of book business pros explores that question and others about the future of books. That's in a minute. But first, a hit book has now come to theaters as a new film. It's called The Help, and it's based on the best-selling 2009 novel by Catherine Stockett. It chronicles how a group of African-American domestics in civil rights-era Mississippi share the sometimes ugly truth about their jobs. At the heart of the story is the character Abilene Clark. In the film, she's portrayed by Oscar-nominated actress Viola Davis. We have a short clip where she's teaching the young girl she cares for how to believe in herself.
You is smart. You is important. You is smart. You is kind. You is important. Oh, that's so good.
And Viola Davis joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. Happy to be here.
I wonder what attracted you to this role. What made you say this is a thing that I must do on screen?
Well, I think that it was the richness of the relationships and the richness of the characters. I saw human beings behind the uniforms. That's what I saw, fully explored human beings. And I saw them go on a journey. And I saw these seemingly ordinary women rise to extraordinary heroic heights. And I saw that they were all epic in proportions. And, you know, it's very rare that you get the opportunity to play characters like that as a woman of color. So it was attractive.
I wonder whether you were at all conflicted about taking this role. I mean, you've said that there are actual blogs committed to saying that you're a sellout for playing a maid in a Hollywood where African-Americans were basically relegated to those roles for such a long time. Was it a hard choice to make?
It was a hard choice to make because the maid or the image of the maid carries so much stigma in the African-American community. And it kind of cements everything that we hate about Hollywood and how we're portrayed, which is just nurturing and strong and, you know. But what I ultimately had to come to terms with is that I did not see the maid. I saw Abilene. I saw this woman emerge from this uniform and, you know, it's like August Wilson said about his female characters, you know, when he was writing his plays, he said for some reason one day this woman's voice came to him and said, you know what, I have something to say. And I kind of felt that way when I read the book. I felt like here was this woman who was emerging from this uniform saying, you know, I'm more than just a maid. And so it's a hard thing to deny as an actress. So after I was conflicted, I finally just caved in.
You also said that your mom lived the life that you play in the movie. Did you feel like you were mirroring what she went through? Has she seen the movie?
She has not seen the movie yet. And she was a domestic at one point amongst many jobs that she had growing up. You know what? I did draw on her, but I drew on her not just as a domestic. And that's what's really important. I drew on her just as a person. And I think that's what you see. You see who this woman is before she even comes to work. And my mom grew up on a plantation in South Carolina, Singleton Plantation, and worked in the tobacco fields, worked in the cotton fields, started taking care of kids when she was 4 years old. She had, I think, about 17 brothers and sisters.
Wow.
Living on the plantation. So she was the oldest of 18 children. Not all of them survived. And so to hear her life story and to hear what kind of hardships she overcame, but still emerges as this funny, heartfelt, wounded, strong, this woman with so much duality. So I put a human face on Abilene. I felt like I had a human face and a human being to draw upon.
You said that you felt that as a maid, she had something to say, and as an actress, it was difficult for you to deny that. But you really have caught quite a bit of flack from the African-American community. People have said that the movie is just another example of white people recasting history and they're playing heroes. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is it about what she has to say, do you think, that negates that criticism?
I always say that sometimes we get caught up with image and message and not execution, not excellence. First of all, you see that these women become extraordinary just in terms of their ordinary, everyday courage. Mm-hmm. But what I think that people will see and what kind of blows the top off of the stereotype is just the fact that you see a person. I mean, is she slaying dragons in the movie? Well, it's for other people to say. But what I found very inspirational about Aibileen is that she's a woman who you meet at the very beginning of the movie who's grieving the loss of a son. And you see that she has kind of died to life, that she's just going through the motions. And through the course of writing this book and having a voice in this book, she begins to come to life and dreams are born. And it gives her the strength and the courage to leave a life that she knew, the only life that she knew. This is a woman born in 1911, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. It gives her enough courage to ultimately leave. And I think her life is a statement in and of itself, because I think that that's something that most people, even in the 21st century, do not have the courage to do.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Allison Keyes. We're talking with Tony Award-winning actress Viola Davis. Her latest film, The Help, opens in theaters today. You were also nominated for an Oscar for your performance in the movie Doubt.
Yes,
in
it
you
was.
Played the mother of a son who's in a Catholic school, and the principal, played by Meryl Streep, fabulous
yes.
movie, by the way,
oh,
has
thank
just
you.
Told you that she's thank worried you. That your child may be the target of sexual abuse by a priest. Let's take a listen to a clip.
My boy came to your school because they were going to kill him in a public school. His father don't like him. You come to your school, kids don't like him. One man is good to him, this priest. Then does a man have his reasons? Yes. Everybody does. You have your reasons, but do I ask the man why he's good to my son? No.
Miss Davis, you play such visceral characters. How do you get there in your head?
You know, I probably go the standard route of many actors in terms of writing bios and researching the history and all of that. But one thing that I do is that I always have one aspect of the character. That's usually the need, the driving force of what I feel that character is about. And we're always driven by a need. I always try to draw on a personal experience or someone that I know. Someone that I really know in life. Because I think that one thing that happens with acting is that it's always our fantasy of what we want the character to be and who the character actually is mm-hmm. that is always in conflict as an actress, because you want to please the audience. So sometimes you put an image of the character out there that really is more of a social commentary on the character rather than who that person would be on a day-to-day life. So that's why I always choose a real person that I know, a real honest experience that I had, so that I can unapologetically portray a character exactly how he or she is. I think that that's important in what I do, because I think that it's my responsibility as an artist.
Before Doubt, you were known more as a stage actress than mm-hmm. a screen actress. You won a Tony for your role in the 2010 production of Fences. And after your second Tony, Cicely Tyson called to congratulate you and said that she celebrates you because you know the road. What did you mean by that?
Well, she said that she celebrates me, and she said, you know that you deserve this. And I think that I started to cry at that moment because I didn't actually believe that. But she had to keep repeating that. And she said, you deserved it because you worked for it. She says, because, you know, I know the road. And what she meant by that is that both of us are dark-skinned African-American actresses in Hollywood. And that in and of itself comes with, and I don't even want to say a stigma because I don't want to put a negative connotation on what I look like, but there are very specific roles that are designated to us. And,
meaning you as a dark-skinned African-American woman.
As a dark-skinned African-American woman, you know, sometimes people don't, you know, they have a limited understanding of what you are sometimes in Hollywood. But with African-American women, it's sometimes hard to build a career. You're designated to 2, 3, 4 scenes in a movie. Mm-hmm. You come in with a social message, with a sassy line, and then you leave. Very rarely are you able to play a human being. And that's, I think that she really wanted me to embrace my success as opposed to questioning it. And I think that that's really important sometimes, to just enjoy it and know that you deserve it.
I'm curious as to whether it is difficult to move from stage to screen and what kind of changes in your technique you need to make that happen.
Well, I think that on film, the camera picks up everything. So it's like the famous saying from David Mamet, if an actor is on stage with a cat, who are you going to watch, the actor or the cat? You got to watch the cat because the cat is just being the cat. And I think that it's important just to be. And that's one thing that you have to really keep in mind when you're doing film as opposed to stage, because you're playing in such large houses and on Broadway, that there's certain things in your behavior that you have to telegraph more. But on screen, the camera picks it up. And it's one important thing that I really hope people take away from The Help is that it's not my responsibility as an actress to play the social message. It is my job as an actor to just play the human being. That's it. The human being themselves, you know, based on, I don't know how it hits you, may resonate with you and may make a social message. But if I were doing that as an actor, I would be overacting. Because, you know, in your life, if the camera were on you when you went home and you were going about your private life, your life is just filled with you just kind of going about it, unedited. And that's what people want to see when they go to the theater. I believe at the end of the day, they want to see themselves, parts of their lives that they can recognize. And I feel like if I can achieve that, I think it's pretty spectacular.
I wonder whether your success on stage is now leading you to get better scripts and the ability to play, as you put it, a human being.
Oh, yeah. I find that that's happening more and more. I think that my stage career has, over the course of 23 years, has maybe proven to people that I can handle characters that are humanized and that are complicated and not specifically written for a black actress, but just written for an actress. I think that that's what, yeah, my training also has allowed me to do.
You just said you've been on stage for 23 years. You've been in Fences, you've been in King Hedley. So on stage, you were already playing very human characters. Why do you think it took so long for that to translate to the screen people?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I think it's probably for them to say. But I know that when I graduated from Juilliard in 1993, I was 28 years old, and I had this deep voice, and I definitely had a character look. And I think that that's very difficult to marry the young woman with the character actress. Character actresses are typically older women. And so I had to grow into my type. I'm not what you would call a classic beauty. In the past, it felt like people did not even sometimes in the black community, did not embrace me as someone who looks a certain way. And so sometimes, you know, it takes character actresses. They traditionally have a slow burn. And I'm happy about that because my career has gotten sweeter at a time when a lot of actresses are struggling to just kind of keep their careers going. So I don't lament it. It doesn't bother me at all.
I wonder, what do you want to do next? Would you like to direct? Would you rather get into media roles on screen? What would your next ambition?
I absolutely would love to produce. I would love to produce. I would love to be able to be more in a position of power and to be able to put work out there, especially for women of color, that span the different genres, different time periods. You know, I've always been a fan of John Ford movies, The Grapes mm-hmm. of Wrath, How Green Was My Valley. And I've always wondered, gosh, I would love to see a black woman in a grand sweeping period drama with the backdrop just being land. And I started a production company with my husband, Julius Tenen, and we've started to option books. And I think that that's where my life has taken me. I think that once you get older, your life has to be redefined to take you into this part of your life. And I'm at the point where I want to see other actresses fly, especially actresses of color. And producing would give me the opportunity to do that.
Actress Viola Davis stars in the new movie, The Help. It opens in theaters today. She joined us from NPR's New York Bureau. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coming up, author L.A. Banks has dozens of books to her credit in genres ranging from romance to fantasy, and wrote about werewolves and vampires well before Twilight and True Blood.
Well, I knew from the very first time a manuscript came across my desk that this writer, L.A. Banks, as the name said, was going to be a star.
Remembering writer L.A. Banks. That's in a moment on Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Allison Keyes.